This is Michael Shermer of Skeptic Magazine, The Skeptic Society, and Skeptic.com. Today I wanted to address the issue of science and spirituality. It seems to be that a lot of people think that somehow science takes away from spirituality, and thus it's a challenge to religion. In fact, I think just the opposite is true, and to that end, I think I just read the last two paragraphs of my book, Why Darwin Matters, from the epilogue, Why Science Matters. Does a scientific explanation for the world diminish its spiritual beauty? I think not. Science and spirituality are complementary, not conflicting, additive, not detractive. Anything that generates a sense of awe may be a source of spirituality, and science does this in spades. I'm deeply moved, for example, when I observe through my telescope in my backyard the fuzzy little patch of light that is the Andromeda Galaxy. It is not just because it is lovely, but because I also understand that the photons of light landing on my retina left Andromeda 2.9 million years ago, when our ancestors were tiny brain hominids roaming the plains of Africa. What science tells us is that we are but one among hundreds of millions of species that evolved over the course of 3.5 billion years on one tiny planet among many, orbiting an ordinary star, itself one of possibly billions of solar systems in an ordinary galaxy that contains hundreds of billions of stars, itself located in a cluster of galaxies not so different from millions of other galaxy clusters, themselves whirling away from one another in an accelerating, expanding cosmic bubble universe that very possibly is only one among a near infinite number of bubble universes. Is it really possible that this entire cosmological multiverse was designed and exists for one tiny subgroup of a single species on one planet in a lone galaxy in that solitary bubble universe? Seems unlikely. Herein lies the spiritual side of science, scientuality, if you'll pardon an awkward neologism, but one that echoes the sensuality of discovery. If religion and spirituality are supposed to generate awe and humility in the face of the Creator, what could be more awesome and humbling than the deep space discovered by Hubble and the cosmologists, and the deep time discovered by Darwin and the evolutionists? Darwin matters because evolution matters. Evolution matters because science matters. And science matters because it is the preeminent story of our age, an epic saga about who we are, where we came from, and where we're going. This is Michael Shermer signing off.